One of Rosh Hashanah's central messages is to focus on purpose and quality over quantity. The Rebbe brings this point out in a Rosh Hashanah letter from the year 1968 with the following reflection. Chazal tell us that Rosh Hashanah does not commemorate the beginning of the world's creation, but rather it commemorates the creation of Adam HaRishon, of the first human of the human race. Now, at first glance, all things considered, humans seem pretty insignificant. After all, the sun, which was created on the fourth day, is much larger, many times larger than the entire earth. And even on the earth itself, the ocean is the oceans are quantitatively much larger than all the humans. There were, and perhaps still are, depending on extinction, many more animals than there are humans. There are more microbes than there are humans. So why then would we celebrate the creation of the human as opposed to the creation of the seemingly much grander and much more awesome reality? The Rebbe explains that humans are unique because humans live the most purpose-driven lives. Humans have the power of intellect. Humans have the power of creativity, and humans have the power of authorship within reality. And this is something no other creature has. So ultimately, we see that Rosh Hashanah is about quality, not about quantity. This, as the Rebbe teaches us, a very actionable lesson in our lives. It might be that the lives we live are primarily not focused on higher ideals. They might be more focused on eating, sleeping, doing chores, working at some mundane job in order to survive. And the fraction of our lives which is focused on higher-minded ideals, or even ideals which are working to change the world and make the world into a better place, are more limited. So we might think that part of life, that element of life, is not the primary part of life. The primary part of life might just be surviving, might be living a mundane life. And similarly, when we look out to the world and we see that most people in the world are mundane people, then we might think that those people who believe in something higher than just having a good time are the crazy ones. Those people are less significant. Those people are doing something strange. The Rebbe says that Rosh Hashanah belies these thoughts. Rosh Hashanah says that a purpose-driven being is the highest sort of being and is the head of the year, is the head of reality. And this perspective should encourage us to realize that the fraction of our lives which focuses on meaning, the fraction of our lives which focuses on producing positive change, that fraction of our lives is the most meaningful. That fraction of our lives is what defines everything else and which leads everything else. And similarly, it should embolden us to realize that people who live purpose-driven lives are ultimately what reality is about. And therefore, we should never be discouraged when we think that we're in the minority, because Rosh Hashanah teaches us that what ultimately matters is not quantity, but rather quality and purpose.